I've got an appointment with Jeff Levinson in 624. And Greg Scott is my name. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you very much for the flexibility. It's so hard to get you guys. I'll take what I can get.
Come on.
Okay.
You'll have to grab a seat. I'll be.
Set up my Bluetooth speaker so you can hear the recording very well.
Hi, Idia Carroll.
Oh, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Just so we're all on the same page, take it from the beginning. What happened?
So on September 16th, 2015, around 7 in the evening, I was at home waiting for the super to come up and fix a fire switch, a sparking fire switch. And I just told him if he didn't do it by 8:30, I was going to call the fire department.
Fire switch.
Oh, I'm sorry, fire, a light switch, switch, which was sparking in the kitchen.
Okay.
And he'd blown me off for 3 days, and I saw him at the mailbox, and you're going to hear the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say this so you'll understand the first part of the recording. And I said, if you don't come and fix by 8:30, I'm calling the fire department. It's a fire hazard. You guys have blown me off for 3 days. And then so I'm waiting in my apartment, knock, knock, at 7 o'clock. Oh, it's him. Open the door, 2 policemen.
Mm-hmm.
One says, what do you have to say for yourself? It's like, I thought, it must be a mistake. I don't even know what you're talking about, I said. The guy said, the super said you broke a window in front of him with a hammer. Or he didn't even say with a hammer, he just said you broke the window. I said, what? Step outside, they handcuffed me, incarcerated me. Of course, I was in court for 3 times. February 2nd, you guys dropped the charge. I contacted, I got letters, and I wrote to try to find out what's happening. To my surprise, I find out I'm not allowed to find out what was in my own file. Fenway Gray, what she was able to tell me was that they never signed the deposition. That's why I didn't go forward. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said many people sometimes don't go forward for whatever reason. Right? But now I finally am at liberty to talk to the DA, of course, and the police, who won't give me anything. And they have blocked me. They have told me, oh, get a letter from the DA, and then we'll pursue it. And finally, I got to the Internal Affairs Bureau, and they got a policeman finally to come out and take a police report on May 9th, which I have.
This year, okay.
This year. And that woman at the end, Officer Pierce, said, it sounds to me, they didn't let her look at my evidence, which I'm going to show you. 2 pieces of evidence, it's going to be very short. Sorry, I guess her supervisors in the IAB. And, but just based on me telling her the story and what happened, she said, it sounds like you have grounds to go forward. So they assigned it to Detective Curley, who has blown me off. Just blown me off.
Detective Curley at the
34th,
okay.
Yeah. So that's where we are now. And so then I found out, and of course you had told me that they're the gatekeepers, right? that I have to go to them, they determine whether it's probable cause, and then you guys take the handoff, right?
Right.
But then I found out from other people when they would not even look at my evidence. Curly, to this day, won't even look at it, and I've called. I've gone up the chain. I've written. Won't even look at it. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for any action. I just want you guys to evaluate the evidence and then take it from there. So a friend of mine, who's a lawyer, said, but why don't you go to the DA and go up the chain? I said, I was told by ADA Carroll that they're the gatekeepers. So they said, no, but the DA, you can go up. So I started calling. I got a hold of Deputy DA
Lovell.
And after a number of times, she said she'll get somebody and call me back, and finally, you guys are here. So I just wanted to show you the two pieces of evidence that prove conclusively that they fabricated the story to the policeman.
Well, they.
I'm bad with making my pronouns clear to the antecedent. The landlord's son, Joey Najai, we'll call him Joey, and the super laser called the police, showed them this broken window, which is there. No one denies that the window was broken. The question is, who did it and when? And they threatened to kill me 4 months before if I started the Tenants Association. So these guys have been trying to get me out and try to, and I've got a lot of evidence for all of this. So they called the police, showed the police this window, which is on the first floor. It's just off the, this is the landing to the lobby where the mailboxes are. And when I play the recording, the super and I are standing right here looking up at this. So they called the police and said, Greg Scott is having an argument with our super at the mailbox. Went upstairs, got a hammer, came back down, and broke the window right in front of the super. Right? Sure. Professor, the only way they could get me out of that apartment is rent regulated. The rent regulated, I've been here for 18 years now. So the only way they can get me out is if they can accuse me and convict me of some kind of damage. So they said, we saw him do it. So the police, as they normally do, I've been told, with that kind of evidence, not hearsay, but, somebody directly saying it, they just carved me out of my apartment and took me to jail.
Well, that's what that was proper.
Yeah. I'm not going after the police.
Okay.
I think they could have done a better job and just asked me, they could have asked me my name, they could have said, are you here for a bit? What do you have to say about this? I would have gone and got my computer and shown them this email from 7.5 hours before. This is from Dr. James Noyes. He's a professor at Manhattan College of Music. He knew that I was heading the Tenants Association, that I was trying to fix the lights in the stairway, among other things. Bad mailbox. That's what the stairways look at night, if they're pitch black. So we were trying to get the landlord to light, because the light was there, but they never illuminated. They just never had a working light bulb. So the Tenants Association, a month before, had started and was now telling them, you got to fix the lights, you have to fix the mailboxes, which they did. This was with flash.
Okay.
I did this with a flash, yeah. There's no light coming in from the outside, right? This is normal light. So that's with Jim, and he'll happily testify. We can call him. He'll come in. He's been there 17 years also. He saw it broken 7.5 hours before they claim I took a hammer and did it in front of him.
So they called the police at
around
8 o'clock at night?
No, around 6-ish, 6 to 6:30-ish.
Okay, and how does he know someone punched the window?
Oh, he just said it looks like. He saw this.
Why would he want you, I don't understand why would he want you to get a photograph?
Because he knows that I'm the head of the Tenants Association trying to fix the different things in the building.
So he was saying this to you like, hey, there's a problem.
Another problem.
This is a problem in the building. I want to report it to the person who's involved in the Tenants Association.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Is there surveillance tape?
No.
Was there ever surveillance tape?
They have set surveillance up only in the inner courtyard, but they don't have any in the lobby. They claim they do. They have the little posting.
What was the email that you sent said that this was in response to.
So while I'm pulling it up, you want to listen to the recording?
What is the recording? I'm sorry.
So around 6 o'clock, about an hour before they call the police, I had just finished working. So even though I teach at NYU part-time, I was working full-time for IBM for 16 years. Okay. And I work out of my home office most of the time. Okay. So around 6 o'clock, I went down and got my mail. And I run into Laser, the super, right at the bottom of the stairs.
So this is before they call the police.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And he says, this is what he says, and I'll play you the recording. His English is
very... Why were you recording?
Pardon?
Why were you recording?
The guy threatened to kill me 5 months before in March if I started the tennis association.
Did you report that?
Oh, yeah. But the police said, did he touch you? No, can't do anything.
Okay.
But from that point on, and then in July... They took away, my wife and I have a roommate, a legal roommate, a typically PhD student from Columbia. We had three working adults for a number of years that we've had a third key. On July 26th, they changed the outside building entrance lock and only gave us two keys. And they did this to a number of people to dissuade some of them from living there. So, and he's done, and he did a number of other things, harassing kind of things in the next 2 months after July. Early September. And I've got lots of documentation. He did it to another member of the Tenants Association. He started slamming them with... He tried to get them falsely arrested for gluing a buzzer, and the police didn't buy it. They said, did you see them glue the buzzer? And and Joey and the lady said no. So they didn't arrest Caitlin Napolitano, who's the other member. That was 3 weeks before they did this to me. I think they got smarter. They realized... If the police were going to do anything, they had to say to the police, we saw it.
Do you mind if I just read this for a minute?
No, go ahead. And I'll pull up the other email. Okay. Let me see. That is, if I can get Wi-Fi here.
We have Wi-Fi, but
it's not, it's restricted to you?
No, public Wi-Fi.
Okay. Not be joined.
I think it's
try moving closer.
It's the other one. Where it says public internet, UCS, down at the bottom. That one.
I thought I tried that one. Maybe I clicked on one. Oh, you're right. Thank you. So that would have been September 16th, A course called The Meaning of Life is the primary one, and then I also teach on rare occasions the art and theory of dance.
How long have you been teaching
that? 1995. Pardon?
My wife
graduated from the University of Okay. I'm going to turn this on because this is where I recorded. This is the same device. I kept it even though I backed it up on the cloud and so forth. I have not gotten rid of this iPhone 4. And it will increase for this, and it'll play around. And you'll hear the tone of the voice and so forth. Gotta go through 812 emails, 50 at a time for it to come up, because it's not, search is not filtering.
No, I'll do the search, yeah.
Good idea. Broken window is still that one.
This, me, and then this to you, like.
Broken window in the stairwell. Retrying, or huh? Do you get that a lot? Or it keeps retrying?
Maybe it's, the wifi's probably weak.
I mean, I can all, I'm happy to forward it to you, or. Oh, there we go. Got it, 11:09. 9:30, landlord history. You and I are talking about my, right, so my wife, I got married to my wife almost 4 years ago, and every time I return the lease and put her name on it, she crosses it off. But it's all, I mean, she inherits the apartment if I die, it's just, and I think what he's trying to do is if we get divorced somehow, she would have rights to the apartment. By not having the name on the lease, if we get divorced, he can kick her out. So that.
Okay. Thank you for
coming. Okay. So that's just, that was a sign that I think it's synced. I can give you a call, too, because you're going to have a hard time understanding him. I had to listen to it a couple times to be able to transcribe it myself. So, before I even tell you that, so here's the proof that I called the super the day before about the light switch, and then that morning, twice, the super himself again on the 16th of September, and I called the landlord and said, you guys are crazy, this is a potential fire, right? Why are you, you know, postponing fixing it? And so it was that night now that I then had my recorder in my pants pocket, as I always do when I'm walking around the building now. And
does laser, what is it, do you know his first language?
It's an Albanian dialect. They come from Kosovo, so they have this Albanian dialect.
Okay.
Did it pair up with it automatically? Let me see. Not connected. Sorry, I got to just click the device to Bluetooth, compare it, and it'll give a sound, or it'll say connected, and then we're set to go. Now it's connected. Here we go. Where's my mole? Oops, sorry. That's when I was calling him to say, come and fix it. Sorry, clicked the wrong one. Here we go. In my pocket. That's the noise it makes when it's in my pocket. Get to this, you know, mailbox. Now he's coming at me.
You're going to do the thing to, you're on the phone.
standing here. I somehow hit the button because it was in my pocket and it quit recording. But what I told him that I had already contacted, when I say government, I mean the DHCR. It's an RA-84 form, and I can show it to you. It's signed by three people. Sure. And at the end of it, I tell him, if you're not fixing it by 8:30, I'm calling the fire department. I went up to my apartment, and then I told you the rest of the story. This is the police report on May when they finally, the IAB sent somebody over. They did this, and I have her on recording saying, it looks like you've got enough evidence to go forward. That police report, that was back on May.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you recording us now?
Yes.
Okay, with what are you recording?
My newer iPhone. I've learned to record the police, everyone. You could tell me one thing one time. And I can send you a copy. In fact, I'll keep it out, and at the end, I will just upload it to you if you want a copy of it.
Okay, but that's great. Okay. I think that it's. Hold on one second. Let me think about it. While I understand why you're doing what you're doing, it's more polite to tell people that you're doing that. This is a different thing. This is the certificate of disposition from your case.
Right. That.
And this is the. Incident slip for a different case, or this is copied onto this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You want
to,
so...
I don't need to see the original, that's okay.
Yeah, I was taking into the DHCR for my 38 counts of harassment against them with DHCR, which excludes all of this.
I'm sorry, your 38 counts of harassment?
Harassment against Joey Laser and the father, who's the owner.
And what is DHCR?
That's the... Division of Housing Community, Housing Community Renewal. They're the people who control the
rent, exactly.
They do the, but they don't handle these kind of matters, right?
And have you been, you have 38 cases of
counts, yeah.
Counts. So it's one case, 38 counts that you've alleged against them.
It's one case, 38 counts, starting with when they turned off the buzzers, threatened to kill me, and everything after. Almost.
Is this part of the...
No.
No, it's not included in
that. No, right, it can't be. They don't deal criminal matters.
Has that ever... Well, threatening to kill you could conceivably be a criminal matter. Have you testified as part of that, or what's the status of that?
So we went for the informal hearing,
mm-hmm.
And then they're now going to write the summary letter. But I also have gone to court against him and been in front of a judge where I have transcripts showing that he perjured himself... to get me into court. And actually, I wrote a letter about that and sent. I never got a reply back, but it was like, this is the second crime he's committed. I can prove it. This is provable. It's all in the transcript. You look at a photograph of my apartment, you look at the transcript, and you see that he perjured himself on an affidavit to get me into court, and then he didn't show up. So
when is there going to be a decision in the
The
DHCR?
What form will the decision?
So if in that, what they do is have the informal hearing. Mm-hmm. If they think that it's worth going on, they take it in front of an administrative judge. And now finally the rules of evidence apply and you're under oath. Whereas up until this point, no one's under oath. They just lie like hell.
And where are you at in that process?
So that was done on November 2nd is when we met. But it takes these people like 3 to 6 months to get things done. I mean, they're much more knowledgeable about the case law with respect mm-hmm. to landlord-tenant than actually the judges down in landlord-tenant court. But they take a hell of a lot longer. So it could be 6 months from now. And this guy continues to harass me and my wife and intimidate us both. My wife wants to give up a rent-regulated lease that I've had for 18 years because she's so scared.
Okay. What was the date that you were arrested?
September 16th, 2015.
I agree with you that this appears to be a case where you have him on video, the man who said that you did it, you have him on video saying that, you have a recording of him saying that, look at this window, right? He doesn't directly accuse you of it. And there could be a language barrier. It's clear that there are people in the building that, I'm making air quotes for the record, that he associates with being agitators for some reason, right? You wouldn't describe yourself as an agitator, but there's a group of people that are adverse to the ownership, maybe completely appropriately so, right? There's this position, and he says like they did it, and you're talking about it with him. I don't know what. But it seems pretty clear on here that he's not. He never accuses you of doing it.
Right,
he never
exactly.
says he saw you doing it.
Right.
For
his first introduction to me was, "Hi, how are you?" It was like he's being friendly. You hear the tone in his voice. Huh?
So, on the face of it, this is as you say, it's pretty clear. This is what I'm concerned about. One, I'd like to find out if there's testimony or if this. Is the conversation that you had at the DHCR, is that recorded? Or did you record it, or was it recorded?
I recorded it.
Okay.
So there have been two hearings.
Okay.
The other member of the Tenants Association who founded it with me, Caitlin Napolitano, and her firefighter devoted companion. He's a domestic partner. Yeah.
Okay.
They've lived together for 3 years. So they started with me. They were only given one key once the locks were changed in July, right? So this guy is like firefighter. He comes home at 3 o'clock in the morning at times. So they couldn't wait and pursue it with the DHCR as I am. They actually took Kosovo Properties to court, and it took them 3 half days, but they won it in court, and the judge said, give them the key now. So she had also filed a DHCR for harassment because he kept turning off the buzzer. She's the one that he accused of gluing the buzzer, right? And a number of other things. They took him to DHCR, and the landlord was allowed to write a letter in which he mentions me, says, I broke a window, I was arguing with the landlord, so I could be a witness for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, and that senior attorney said no taping. But the new one, that was like March 9th. When I did my own now for the 38 counts, this a different senior attorney, different rules it seems. She said nothing about taping, so my wife taped it.
Okay.
So we have it.
Okay. So
and
this,
I can...
This is what... Can we stop the recording for a second?
Yeah.
Do you mind waiting out where you were?
Sure.
I'm just going to talk with Marissa
sure.
for a second.
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Sure. Let me see how I turn this. Okay.
Well, you can keep recording.
No, well,
but it'll just be you sitting waiting.
There.